I'm just going to sit from now on say, hey, you. You know, that's what stupid girls do when they don't know the other girl's name.
Exactly. Hey, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because she's somebody's girlfriend.
Exactly.
There you go.
You're listening to The Cinemaniacs for September 7th, 2008. There's a stone cold. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
Yeah.
To my right is my beautiful wife, Lisa.
Hello.
And you're listening to The Cinemaniacs, a weekly podcast about movie reviews, news, and whatever else we choose. This week on The Cinemaniacs, we're going to be talking about a couple of horror movies. One Missed Call.
Which could have been called One Missed Movie. Anyway.
Doomsday. And not so much a horror movie. The Son of Rambo. Nice little British movie.
We take you now to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
First off this week is follow-up for last week. Jeff, you said did The Dark Knight surpass Star Wars
right.
as the biggest movie of all time. Well, not of all time, but it did pass Star Wars.
Right.
And is still kind of far away from Titanic. Last time I checked, it was up to $515 million,
okay.
and Titanic is over $600 million. Okay. So it's got a ways to go, but it is number two all-time blockbuster movie.
Right on.
Damn.
Did I say Batman or is it Dark Knight?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Hope you said The Dark Knight.
He said Dark Knight.
Okay.
So this week, they released a poster for Kevin Smith's next movie, Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Yeah.
And it was banned by the MPAA.
Really?
Have you heard this?
No.
We have a picture of it on our website because we're not banned.
Yeah.
But it has the stars of the movie, that is Seth Rogen and
Elizabeth Banks,
who most of us know from 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was the blonde-haired.
Right.
I don't want to say girlfriend, but she was kind of a girlfriend. A love interest or some kind of
sex interest.
Sex interest. There you go. Well, Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks are there, but they're standing there. In front of them, they have the back of the other one's head. Strategically placed below their belt line.
Right oh, on. Nice.
That's right cool. Yeah. Right on.
Right. So they're simulating fellatio.
Right.
Exactly.
I see.
Banned by the MPAA.
Well, yeah, that's not a shock.
You know, it shows nothing.
I know. I loved it. That's pretty cool.
So the trailer's out also. As I said, we have a link to it on our website, and it actually looks fantastic.
I can't wait to see it. It looks great.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So which one are we going to do first?
Let's get the bad one out of the way.
Okay, Son of Rambo.
Ah! Wrong.
All right, Jeff alluded to it already. One Missed Call.
Oh, my
This is a remake of a Japanese horror movie, which a lot of times does mean bad stuff.
Yeah, it's, man.
Well, first of all, we're directed by...
Who cares?
Eric Follette, who hasn't done anything big.
I hope he hasn't done anything
He's a lot
since.
Of done of foreign films. And Andrew Clavin wrote this version of it. He did Don't Say the novel, Don't Say a Word. Remember the Michael Douglas movie? The little kid in the hospital?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm. Too bad.
That's all right.
True Crime, he wrote the book for that.
Mm.
Okay. And, of course, like I said...
So in other words, some
the Japanese movie, Yasushi Akimoto.
Okay. So some Hollywood studio, this guy's written a couple of good books. They go, here, why don't you take and treat this Japanese movie, rewrite this Japanese movie, and we'll pay you some money. And somehow they developed it.
That's right.
Wow. Because...
This goes long lines about whatever else we've talked about in the past as far as marketing goes. Let's just throw something out there and make some money off it for the American market because we're all a bunch of dumbasses.
Shit on the walls and see if it sticks.
Yeah.
And that's literally what they did. I mean,
there was one cool scene in this whole movie.
There's one cool scene, and it happens right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking, oh, there's hope for this movie. This might be all right. And then it just, you know.
After that.
A lot of people refer to this as the ring on a cell phone. Which it pretty much is. In The Ring, you watch a videotape and then you die. In this movie, you get a cell phone message that has you screaming your death, and then you
die. Yeah, saying or whatever you, right before you die, the moment of your death or whatever. But the thing about it, the thing that really annoyed, really, really and truly annoyed me about this movie is it didn't know what it wanted to be.
Right.
It didn't know if it wanted to be The Ring or if it wanted to be...
A slasher movie?
No, what was the other... what's the other shit? The movie with death, sorry.
Oh, Destination movie.
Final Destination.
It didn't know if it, this movie didn't know if it wanted to be The Ring or if it wanted to be Final Destination. You know, either they
were
getting...
Which great movies, Final Destination, yeah. 1 and 2 in particular.
Sure, but what I'm saying is this movie, you know, one person dies and it's obviously some kind of supernatural murder. The other one, it could be an accident. We don't know. And it's just like, this the movie is ripping off so many others that it just can't keep its lies straight.
Yeah, that
it's
was very inconsistent.
So stupid.
It was
so terrible.
But it has Ed Burns in it.
Oh, well.
It's going to take me a long time to forgive him.
Wow.
This movie sucked so bad.
This was the
stupidest fucking movie I've seen in a long time.
All I can say is it was my idea to watch it, and I just want to say thank you to my co-mates here that...
That we didn't take you out and beat the shit out of you.
Exactly.
You're lucky we love you.
Yeah.
You have no interest in seeing the original?
No.
This movie sucks so bad. Yeah. No,
I don't care.
No interest. I could.
No.
I mean, no. This was stupid.
Yeah. Well, except for that one part. And yeah. I don't mind telling everybody,
but you know what?
They don't need to watch it.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Okay. The cool part is the very first chick that gets killed. You know, she's standing around her koi pond. A hand reaches up, grabs her, snatches her into the koi pond. What lures her out to the koi pond is her kitties running around the koi pond.
Yeah.
So you see the hand reach up, snatch her into the koi pond, she disappears, and the cat's left sitting there, and you're thinking, of course, like in most movies, they spare the animal because you don't want to hurt any animal. Well, then the hand comes up, snatches the cat.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're like, okay, we're rolling. That was the high point of the movie, and this is 5 minutes into this movie.
Exactly.
And they never did tell you where that hand came from, huh?
Yeah, it came from that little
kid. No, the hand was from the little kid, even though the hand was freaking huge.
Yeah.
I know this movie is so...
It was
so
stupid.
Inconsistent, so just awful. This
was
is
bad.
It was dumb. Dumber than dog shit.
Wow.
Stupid movie.
You know, the original was directed by Takashi Miike.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't do him justice.
Man. Really?
Yeah.
That's all right.
No, I guess I got it.
Which means you got to see it now.
Well, I love Takashi Miike, man.
To be sure.
He makes the weirdest movie. You know what? I bet it's Americanized and watered down compared to what he did, you know?
Exactly.
Because this movie was so damn stupid. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I can really imagine them taking just the bare premise of this and then going, yeah, let's do some kind of ringy Final Destination-y thing in that. I could just see him just, oh, Jesus. Such a stupid fucking movie. Yeah. Am I allowed to give 0 stars?
Nope.
Okay. I begrudgingly give it 1.
That bad?
It was bad.
I'm angry that I have to give it a star.
Lisa?
Hey, wait a minute. We're doing the Netflix thing. Can I actually click the not interested button? Because that movie really sucked.
Wow.
Because I like horror movies. I love the way that they snuff the cat. And I love cats, but it was cool watching the cat get snuffed. And a couple of the makeup jobs were pretty good. But, yeah, it was a really bad movie. I would give it, if I could, 1.5 stars.
But you can't.
I know, because I am not allowed to. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
We haven't spoken of that in a long time. But since we do use the Netflix star rating system, also the Amazon.com one, is that it's solid stars, 1 through 5. That's the choices you have. More, no less, no halves. 1.5 stars, go to Blockbuster.
Although when they make their recommendations, there's all kinds of crazy fractions of stars in there.
That's because
you notice that?
That's because they have a fancy algorithm that uses
total
calculations and decimal points.
All it takes is a little rounding up or down, you know. If it's above 0.5, round it up. If it's below 0.5, round it down. So don't confuse the issue. There you go.
I'm just saying.
You know. But, yeah, don't watch this movie. Don't rent it. Don't waste your time. Run from it.
Why don't you miss its call?
I don't. Maybe because you guys were, even during the movie, telling me how bad it was, that I'm giving it 3 stars. Because it wasn't so bad. I mean, it had a story to it, and Ed Burns is very likable.
Man crush?
No, I'm just saying his character.
Cat snuffed. That part was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, watch the first 5 minutes and then go do something constructive. Wax yourself. Something. Anything.
Hey, you know
that
girl...
Do you wax yourself often?
Huh?
Do you wax yourself often?
No.
Or do you wax yourself often?
Now that, yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good.
It's nature, baby.
Yeah.
And the girl in it, she was from other movies, too. Shannon Sossamon is her name. The wifey thing.
Don't even remember.
She was also in 40 Days and 40...
Can we talk about the next movie?
All right. Move on this movie.
I'm sorry.
Kiss, Bang, Bang. She was in that. That was
great,
a good movie.
Great movie. But yeah, no. But this was not. Run away. Run away from it. Run far away from it.
All right.
If you know anybody that says, hey, you should watch that movie, disown them. Okay.
It's all about the merit. Yeah. Well. Got to take one for the team.
That's right. I did this because we love you, because we didn't want you to. We did this so you didn't have to. Ugh.
Doomsday, new zombie movie directed by Neil Marshall, who also did Dog Soldiers, who is a horror movie that I happen to have. I have not watched it yet. I hear it's pretty gruesome. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Cool.
Also, it starred Bob Hoskins, who we know from Roger Rabbit, best of all, but he's been in a bunch of things, using his true English accent.
Yeah.
Because this is an English movie. Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Nope.
Malcolm McDowell.
Because our good friend Bill, who, you know, we widely acknowledge as having really awful taste in movies, actually said this was not a good movie. And, you know, if he says it's bad, then you know, I generally, just stay away.
I was surprised by this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not anything superb or anything, but it was what it was.
Well, the only reason it even made me take notice is because of the actress that's in it. What's her name?
Rona Mitra.
Who I saw in a couple of, at least one season or a couple seasons of Nip Tuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she was amazing. And she's just ridiculous hot.
Yeah, she's pretty cool beans.
And so I saw her in this. I think I saw like a scene of it online. And I was like, you know, I was really on the fence. But, you know, I was pretty sure I was going to wait till cable anyway.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that or, you know, DVD.
Well, you guys DVD'd it.
Yeah.
And Blu-rayed it.
You guys Blu-rayed it. Okay.
And had some really cool splatter moments in it. Yeah. Cool.
Well, on the camera.
Yeah.
On the camera.
Yeah. I like that kind of thing.
That's cool.
But so right away you feel 28 days later because it has a virus that's quickly spreading through England, Britain, and they immediately quarantine off whole section of the city. Like, boom, everybody has a virus, you're in there. And then like 20, 30 years pass, right?
Yeah, 20. Because she was a little girl.
Right.
Okay.
And then she comes back with a vengeance, wants to find her family and all that malarkey.
Ah.
You know, the world's different now, so she's a big hard ass now.
Right.
She's like in the military.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's cool because she's got like this eyeball that she pops out. She throws it into a room, so it bounces into the room. And then she's got this watch on her thing, and it's a camera because she lost her eye when she was a kid.
So she can like get heads up on stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It goes...
Cool.
And then... I always worry about her losing her eyeball, though. It's like, damn, that would suck if she lost her eyeball.
Does she still look hot with one eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, got the little patch thing going on.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah, I liked a lot of the action sequences and the... She drives. Now, if they came out with a Transporter movie where that bitch is driving, that could be pretty cool.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, have like Transporter, what, 6 and have... You got the...
Well, Transporter 3 is coming.
Well, you know.
Awesome.
Which we know will make Walt happy.
It's great. Well, the second one was completely over the top, even more than the first one, which you weren't a big fan of.
I hated a scene enough in the first one to ruin the rest of it for me, but anyway. But anyway, back to this.
Well, this movie, 30 years... She happens to not escape, but the military, as they're evacuating, they bring her, little kid, out of this section that they're quarantining off. 30 years later, now she's in the military. She's pretty badass.
Hardened, seasoned.
Yeah. Rambo-like. but they still have satellite things watching the quarantine area, and they find some humans walking around in there. So they're like, well, they must have a cure. So they send this elite group of the military, which, of course, she's ahead of, into the quarantine section to find the guy that was the scientist that was so close to having a cure before they locked the whole thing up, and try to find the cure so that they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right, right. And the hilarity ensues.
Right. Right. Oh, man. I know some of you, you know, if you like these kinds of movies, yeah, you're probably going to watch it and whatever. But if you don't, whatever. So it's got, like, all this modern stuff, and then it's got, like, kind of like Mad Max stuff.
Okay.
And then it goes into, like, some kind of medieval times stuff. It's a riot.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was laughing at it and shit because it's funny. Uh-huh. I liked it.
Well, bottom line is, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Simple as
that. Yeah, I did. It was better than what I expected.
That's always.
It was what it was, and I mean, like that kind of stuff.
It's always
shit.
Neat if you go into a movie, you're not expecting much, and it delivers even a little something to make at least your time worthwhile.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
I get all excited when I see heads pop and all that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, no, blood and gore is fun, man.
I'd give it a 3.
Yeah.
Only because I liked it, but I didn't love it, and I'm not allowed to give half stars, so I'll give it a 3.
Slave to the rating system. Okay, well,
I think that was the best description that she said, like Mad Max or Road Warrior and Aliens has a bit of that feel in there. And so it definitely took bits from that 28 Days Later, of course, as I mentioned.
Right, right.
And but still taking all that into consideration when you sit back, you know, did you enjoy it? And I did. I really liked this film a lot. So 4 stars.
All right. So definitely worth a rental.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yeah, especially watching on Blu-ray, because Blu-ray splatter, you can't get better than that.
There you go. Yeah, you doubt us, man. Just go rent Rambo and Blu-ray. Holy crap.
Oh, man.
Right. Splattertastic.
5 buckets of blood.
That's right. 5 bloody stars.
Did you hear? They're doing a Rambo 5, would it be now?
No
way. Do another one?
Yep.
More power to them, man.
That's awesome.
Do it.
Great. Yeah.
Do it. That was fun.
Yeah.
I had fun the last time. Do that again. I don't care. Yeah, go for it. Run it into the ground again. I don't give a shit. I had so much fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was great. Oh, and speaking of gore, I don't know the exact release date, but I know it's soon. Machine Girl is coming out.
No way.
Yeah. Remember that trailer
I
showed you? Yeah. Machine Girl's going to be coming out on, I think, DVD or Blu-ray soon.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we could watch it at Kevin Smith's house.
Here we go.
103-inch whatever. Hey, old Kevin, invite us over.
I think we can suffice with the 73. Are you already that spoiled that the 73 is losing its
luster? Yep, time to upgrade.
Time to upgrade?
Yep.
Poor, 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 demented woman.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I can't see anything on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you go home? Watch your baby TV.
See, that's when she's getting upset, folks, is when she starts harping on my small television. It's not the size of the TV, it's how you use it, baby.
Is that why you're at my house?
That's right. Oh, shit.
It's all good.
That's right.
So next up we have Son of Rambo. I didn't even mean for that translation.
Wow. What? Well, you can thank me for that one, man.
There you go.
That's right.
That was great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We are so good at this.
Son of Rambo, directed by Garth Jennings, who previously directed Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Really?
No way.
Really?
I had no idea.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't know that, because if you'd have told me that, I wouldn't have bothered with this movie. I wouldn't have seen this movie.
Did we even have to mention that?
Wow.
He played the voice for one of the mice in that movie.
Why taint such a wonderful movie with that reference?
Well,
wow.
Get out of my head.
I think you just cost it a star.
Get out of my head.
I think he just cost Son of Rambo a star. No, anyway.
Damn it.
But the two young actors that are the main characters in this movie, they haven't done anything really big yet, but I foresee a good future for them.
Both those kids are really great.
The boy who plays Lee Carter, he is in the next Narnia movie. The next Narnia movie, 2010.
Nice.
Okay.
That kid is a riot.
He's cool beans, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first one's name?
What's his name?
I thought it was Freddie Highmore.
No. Will Poulter.
Freddie Highmore is old now. I'm sorry, what was his name?
His nuts
Will
dropped.
Poulter.
Will Poulter. Yeah, he was fantastic in this movie.
And Bill Milner played Will Proudfoot.
Okay.
Who is the main character. He's like, gosh, what is their religion?
They're Amish.
The Brethren or something like that is what they were called.
Right, the Pilgrims, some the kind Brethren.
Well, it wasn't Pilgrims because they weren't in America, they're in England. It was some kind of cultish thing, man. It was really strange. But no television. I mean, the movie starts off with them praying in front of and kind of protest to Rambo First Blood, or to First Blood.
Plymouth Brethren, that's what it is.
Plymouth Brethren, okay.
And so it's very, very strict religion,
right,
where they don't watch TV and they don't, of course, cuss. They have to go to church religiously.
Yeah,
and
a lot. Yeah, as a matter of fact, during in school, when the kid's in school, he has to actually be excused out of the classroom when they're going to watch an educational program on television.
Right, because he can't watch any TV.
No TV.
And his dad has passed away, and so his mom has really fallen into this church.
Big time.
And there's a brother from the church who's hanging around the family more often than he should.
Right.
Kind of
creepy,
like,
dude.
Love interest for the mom type of thing.
Yeah, he's got the hots for the mom, so he wants to be the dad of the family.
Yeah.
But, like you said, Will has to go out into the hallway and wait while everybody watches whatever documentary they happen to be watching in the classroom.
Right.
And meanwhile, he meets this kid, Lee Carter, who also gets, well, he gets kicked out of his classroom
by
for
his
acting
teacher.
A fool.
Yeah.
And they kind of hit it off. I mean, this kid, Will, the religious kid, is kind of enthralled or certainly interested in this bad boy, Lee Carter.
He's completely engaged by him.
Right.
Enamored.
And he wants to watch and see what kind of mischief he can get into. And they end up watching that Rambo movie. And they decide to remake it.
Well, no, Lee Carter's already making his movies. He's entering a film contest, a student film contest.
Right.
And so basically convinces
Will
through some shenanigans and deception to be in his movie, to be the stuntman in his movie.
I love how it goes down.
Yeah,
I love
that. Great. And and then the hijinks definitely ensue.
Right.
It's,
you watch the trailer and you know that if you've seen First Blood, you have to watch this movie.
Absolutely. Well, the cool thing is, even if you haven't seen it, they reference it enough.
Oh, right, definitely.
To kind of get you up to speed pretty early in the movie.
As an example, we had the kids watching it. They've never seen First Blood,
right,
but they were right there watching the movie and
enjoying
the heck of it.
And they were able to follow and enjoy it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, I mean, the remaking of the movie is a lot of fun, the mischief they get into there, but then there's the whole, they're getting mad at each other and the conflicts that between the two boys. And
the bonding. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And the parents, the mom finding out and her, you know, religious beliefs, and that's a bad kid, stay away from him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that,
yeah,
so.
The social.
Yep. And then there's the whole school social aspect of it, too. I mean, there's really a lot. This is a very rich story.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
A lot
on
of
there.
Stuff going on. A lot of interesting characters.
I love this movie.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, funny movie. Those two kids were so good in that. They carried that movie so well.
Yeah.
They were so interesting.
And like Lisa mentioned, Freddie Highmore was not in this, and he seems to be in so much stuff. He's a good actor, but we've seen him, and now here's two kids that you don't see before, and here you go.
Yep.
Enjoy the heck out of them.
Absolutely. Five. Big five stars for me.
Wow. Lisa?
Four.
I give it four also. Just because it wasn't Dylan Elevated, like, wow, this is the best movie of all time, but I really, really enjoyed this movie.
I mean, you know, best movie of all. Loved it. I mean, really loved it. I loved this movie. I had a lot of fun watching it.
It was endearing and entertaining.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Good. So to recap this show, we have one missed call that we don't recommend seeing.
Sucked.
The highest grade I gave it was three. You guys both gave it ones. And Doomsday, I enjoyed the heck out of, double 4 stars. And Son of Rambo, 2 4s and a 5. You can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, see that movie. You'll have a
Son of
you
Rambo.
Will have a ball. And
oh, you did?
On the Doomsday? That was a 3.
Oh.
Yeah, she gave 3. Anyway.
Doomsday, at least 3 stars, me 4 stars.
So definitely rent it.
And Son of Rambo, 2 4s and a 5.
Oh, and watch the extras. Watch the student films.
Oh, yes.
Those are fun. Those are a lot of fun.
They were good. That's you know, this movie, Son of Rambo, we watched it on DVD. We have a nice OPPO up-converting DVD player. Mm-hmm. But in England, they released a Blu-ray of it.
Really?
Yeah. What happened over here?
We got
gypped.
Yep.
Just because it's a British film.
Oh, no, whatever. Just rent it. Rent the hell out of it.
Definitely.
And enjoy it.
Definitely.
And watch the extras.
Son of Rambo.
Yep.
If the trailer doesn't sell you, nothing will. Hence why we have a link to it on our website.
There you go.
So if you'd like to email us about this show or any others, and we certainly have a few of them to listen to, our email address is podcast@thecinemaniacs.com, which is a reference to our website, thecinemaniacs.com. Go there. We have a poll on the website. The poll is, which movie season do you like the best? The summer blockbuster season or the fall Oscar-worthy, Oscar-caliber season? Mm-hmm. I've already voted.
I made my vote.
I did, too. I don't remember what it was. So. No.
Anyway. Well, judging by your top four there a year ago, I don't know now.
I just love movies. So
I know you do.
Summer,
I know.
There's a lot of movies. The fall, there's a lot of movies. Know, it's all good.
I know. I'm the same way. It's all good, man. But, yeah.
So, thecinemaniacs.com. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Later.
Bye. Do what?
The intro.
Yeah. Come like on. That's going to happen.
Come on.
This is such and such going to screw it up for Saturday night.
Come on. It'll be fun.
Ain't going to happen.
You should totally do it.
Dude, this is just like calling one of my brother-in-law's girlfriends by the wrong name, so.
I don't know.
You look totally enthused.
I'm fine. Keep going. It's entertaining.
Okay.